On the show today, we celebrate number 200 in fine fashion with 24 user-submitted voicemails. We announce the winner of the WellsTech logoed Flip Mino HD camera, and Sally and I share our picks of the week as usual. All coming up next on the 200th episode of the WellsTech Podcast. This is WellsTech, a podcast on the Streams Media Network sponsored by Wells, Wisconsin Evangelical Lutheran Synod. Your show hosts are Martin Spriggs and Sally Draper. Join the conversation at wellstech.wells.net. For the 200th time, this is your host, Martin Spriggs, welcoming you to the WellsTech Podcast. And joining me, as usual, is Sally Draper. Good morning, Sally.
Good morning, Martin. Welcome to the milestone episode. I've been looking forward to this day.
For probably 100 episodes now.
Good 100 episodes,
I don't
episodes,
remember. Did
yep.
we celebrate 100? We probably did something.
Yeah. But this just seems like a lot longer.
It does.
Yeah. I don't know. We have a lot of great voicemails to play during the show, but one of the common themes was, you know, looking forward to the next 200. Are you looking forward to the next 200, Martin?
Well, I'm going to take them one at a time to cliche.
There you go.
Yes. We'll work on 201, and we'll see if we get to 202 after that.
But all right.
That is our plan. We have no immediate plans to discontinue or really modify, although we've made some changes for this show, as you may have already noticed. We have a brand new website. I have to give kudos to both Sally Draper and Julie Duran for their hard work over the last couple of weeks to give us a fresh look.
Yeah, I'm really excited about it. One of the most wonderful things for me as I do these weekly show notes is the width of the website, and mm-hmm. having a lot more space to work with on our blog post is going to really free things up for me as I do different things with the site. So mm-hmm. that's really exciting. It's just got a fresh new look. We have social buttons across the top. We have a nice image area that features the last or most recent five shows, and I think our listeners will approve.
It looks nice, and that is really a great website, both I hope for our listeners, but definitely for you and I, Sally, as we kind of use that as our memory bank, and we refer to that time and time again, and I search that thing all the time thinking, well, I know that there was something that we talked about in an episode that maybe somebody is asking about or would be a good fit for a question that I've got in an email or a voicemail, something like that. So that's just a great resource.
Absolutely. I don't think we thought about that when we started necessarily, that we were going to have this huge archive of of brain work, but and not just, obviously not just us,
no,
but all the contributors, all the wonderful
ours,
interviews.
Yeah. Yep, absolutely.
We just really have learned a lot in the process.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And just on the technology side, so people are aware of what we're using for that site, we are using WordPress, and I guess I and you probably too, Sally, have found it pretty, kind of perfect for this particular application. We've got a lot of modules going in there. It's fairly easy to add and edit information, and there's just a bunch of themes that you can use and give it a nice facelift, like we did for the new website.
Right. I think a very versatile tool, and I don't think we had WordPress on the radar back in 2008 very very highly, at least. We certainly started with it as our blog platform, but didn't have the experience with it that we do now, and we've just been really happy with that decision to use it. Now with the upgrade that we went through and the new site design, we actually have a WordPress top bar, which is a new feature with their upgrade, and easy access to the behind the scenes when you're logged into the site. So if you're a WordPress user and you haven't gone through an upgrade recently, you probably want to do that, because it's a great new feature with WordPress blogs where there's a navigation bar along the top for administration.
Mm-hmm. Makes it easy to dive right in.
Absolutely.
And then you probably already heard the new music. What do you think of the new music, Sally?
Oh, I'm excited about it. Yeah, that's your ball of wax there. You are our audio guru, and so you did some searching.
Yeah,
and came
I spent
up with
a half day or so figuring out what our new sound should look like. Not real different. I didn't want to go way out there, but I thought that it would be nice to kind of differentiate the centuries of our podcast. I think we had new music at show 100, now at 200. So time for a little refresher. So it's nice.
It's nice. It's nice. Yes.
Well, this is a special show, and we're not going to do as much talking as we normally do, but we're going to let our listeners do some talking for us. We invited people to send in voicemails. We incented them a little bit, and we will announce that after we play all of the voicemails that we have here, which will take a little bit, but it'll be good to hear our folks' voices. And there's one lucky winner who we've predetermined via a random drawing, and we'll let you know who that is, and they will win a Flip Mino HD camera. Not just any HD camera, but one emblazoned with the Wells Tech logo. So we're happy to be able to do that, and that obviously fed the number of voicemails that we got. We got probably, a couple dozen, 24, 25, something like that, and some are real short. And we've tried to group these in some kind of logical grouping. Some of them were just well wishes. Some of them real short and sweet. We had a couple group voicemails, which were kind of fun, and some people giving some additional tips and favorite episodes, those kinds of things. So it was fun to get all those.
It was. It was also fun to try to figure out what they were saying from the Google Voice translation engine, because mm-hmm. when you use Google Voice for voicemail, you get an email with a translation of the voicemail, and those could be really interesting. Mm-hmm. I enjoyed the process very much.
All right. So what's our first grouping of voicemails here, Sally?
Well, I don't know how you want to handle this, Martin. We've got a whole group of well wishes. Maybe we want to intersperse those and start off with our tech advisory committee members.
Sure. I got to find all those.
Nice curveball I threw you there, huh?
Yeah, you jumped right down the list on me here. I got.
Good thing we did planning.
First one is from Cindy Krieger from Lansing, Michigan. She is on our Wells Advisory Committee. So here goes Cindy.
This is Cindy Krieger from Lansing, Michigan. I have to say I have really enjoyed all of the podcasts that I've listened to over these past few years, and your work for this project has been a great blessing to me, both in my work at church and in my daily job for the state of Michigan. I have used many of your hints and tips and shared them with other people. So thanks for everything you do, and keep up the great work.
Thank you, Cindy. That was Cindy from Lansing, Michigan. And then another voice that you will be very familiar with is the voice of Gail Potratz from New London, Wisconsin. Gail is a regular on the show and will continue to serve in some capacity like that as we move forward. So we were happy to have Gail, and I've got to find Gail here. Here she is.
Hi, this is Gail Potratz in New London, Wisconsin. Just wanted to thank you, Martin and Sally, for all the research you do that benefits all of us as well as all the people we serve out here in the ministry. God's blessings on the next 200 podcasts.
And thank you, Gail. Thank you both to Cindy and Gail. Both are frequent contributors, and the show really wouldn't be the same without either one of them.
That's right. Maybe we want to play one of those well wishes. We had one call from a mystery Alaska caller. We didn't get a name on this one, but
and it's short and sweet. Here we go.
Yeah.
Happy 200th from Alaska.
So there you go. We're spanning the globe up into the cold areas of Alaska. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, and we had later on, we'll have one caller from an international caller. Most of our callers were domestic calls, but one came in from outside the country. That was kind of fun.
Right. One of the exciting things that we get to do, Martin, we talked about this in our pre-planning, was that we often get to meet Wells Techers face-to-face. And as we go out and do different presentations or attend conferences, it's always nice to meet people that we know virtually through the podcast. And we had a couple of calls from some people that we have met face-to-face.
Yep. And first one is from Hope Borman in Rochester, Minnesota. Here's Hope.
Hey, my name is Hope Borman from Rochester, Minnesota. I wanted to say to Sally that I was at your conference workshop last fall in Minnesota here. And I wanted to say that our pastor, Stephen Meyer, uses Facebook and other tech things to reach people online. We had a program called Monkey Mornings for kids ages 0 to 6 and their parent. And we had 94 people the first day. It was very, very exciting to be able to share Jesus with that many people at once. Keep up the great work. Happy 200th anniversary. Thanks again. Bye.
And thank you, Hope. And many of our callers we have met, but many we have not. And it's always fun to meet them for the first time. And both you and I, Sally, do workshops on occasion and conferences. And it's great that they come up and introduce themselves and put a face with a voice, as it were. Mm-hmm. And it's just fun to know that there are people out there listening and interested in talking to us.
And this next one is actually a caller that someone you've met, Martin. Mm-hmm. Leslie Bergman,
from Good Shepherd West Allis.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, helped them with their website, and they were in a final web class as well. So here's Leslie.
Hello, Martin and Sally. This is Leslie Bergman calling to wish you a happy 200th and a congratulations on your achievement of 200 Wealth Tech Podcasts. Very, very appreciative of all the help that you have provided to us and for our website. Thank you very much, and I'd like to enter the drawing for the video camera as well.
Thank you, Leslie. And Leslie and her husband are really active in their church, and really, you know, they're retired, and they just spend a lot of time with the website and with audio and video, and just do a tremendous job at their website, goodshepherds.net.
Very good. Next up is kind of a special one, a well wish from someone special. And these special people actually weren't included in the drawing for the flip camera, but check this out.
Hi, Wells Tech from the Draper Boys. Congrats on 200 podcasts. We love you, Mom.
Aw. Little love from the Draper Boys.
Their voices are getting deeper.
Yeah, they are. So that was my three sons.
Nice.
So
very little, nice.
Little love from home. Yeah. So the next category is a category I love as well. These were calls from education-oriented folks. We heard from a couple of different teachers and even a classroom full of kids. So listen to these.
First one is John Lau, teacher at Onalaska, Wisconsin.
Hello. My name is John Lau, and I teach fifth grade at St. Paul's Lutheran School in Onalaska, Wisconsin. I've been teaching for a number of years, and the increase in technology use for education has proved to be a blessing for me in my classroom. Doing something year after year in the same way can result in lessening of enthusiasm on the part of the classroom teacher and carry over to the students as well. Using technology and finding new ways to handle routine tasks has helped keep me interested in what I am doing and motivated to provide a worthwhile learning experience for my students. Congratulations on your 200th podcast. May God continue to bless your efforts to help spread his word in our digital world. Thank you. Goodbye.
Thank you, John. Great.
Boy, I'd like to be in his class. It sounds like fun.
Mm-hmm. And here's another class you might like to be in. This is the third and fourth graders from St. Lucas in Kewaskum, Wisconsin. The teacher there is Kurt Gosdak. Let me find Kurt here.
Happy 200th episode! Martin and Sally. That was the third and fourth grade class from St. Lucas in Kewaskum, Wisconsin. Wishing you a happy 200th episode, and my name is Kurt Gosdick, third and fourth grade teacher. Thank you, and have a blessed weekend.
Ah, that's neat.
Okay, that one made me happy. Thanks very much, Kurt, and all your wonderful students.
Yep.
What a thrill. I met Kurt this summer virtually in a class through MLC, and he shared with me that he is starting a one-to-one computer initiative in his classroom this fall. And so we talked about bringing him on the show, and they were just giving him a little props there, hoping that he can be interviewed for the Wells Tech. And we certainly would love to hear about their experience with computing in the third and fourth grade classroom.
Had an interesting experience over the weekend. We were up in Fond du Lac visiting my brother-in-law, Dale Witte, and his wife, Renee. And we were sitting around the table, and we were celebrating my niece's birthday. And she had a cousin there who was talking about this recording that they did, where they were, you know, their third and fourth grade class was talking to the Wells Tech people. And I said, really? then we connected, and you know, it was really an interesting experience. Her name is Jordan Heckendorf, and she is a fourth grader at Kewaskum, as it turns out. So
Thanks for being on the podcast.
They had a fun time with that. So that made me smile, too. All right, where are we going next here, Sally?
How about a well wish from Justin Groth? You got that one queued up?
I sure do.
Hi, this is Justin Groth, G-R-O-T-H, from Emmanuel Lutheran in Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan. Consider this my entry for the flip phone. Thank you very much. Goodbye.
Thank you, Justin.
No phone included, but a flip camera. I'm sure he'd be happy to win that.
Yes.
And now we want to hear from a good friend of mine, Pastor Clint Rogas, who serves in Michigan. And you got to listen close to this one. You're going to love it.
All right, now I don't have him by K. There he is. Hang on.
Martin and Sally, this is Pastor Clint Rogas from St. Paul in South Haven, Michigan. I wanted to say thanks to y'all for all you are doing. As a pastor without a secretary and any IT help, your help is invaluable. I'm doing things differently, and I think more productively because of what you've shared. Keep up the great work. God's blessings on your service.
Oh, God's blessings to you, Clint. Did you guys catch that y'all that he said in there?
He must be from the South.
He's from Texas. Good guy. And he was actually a classmate of my husband's, another second career pastoral student that went through college with us, and just a wonderful friend. And I'm so happy that the podcast is a blessing to his ministry.
Yeah, just it's kind of nice to hear a well wish with a Southern drawl.
It's wonderful. You bet it is. Next up, we're going to hear from another kind of Southerner. I think this lady lives in Virginia, so we count that as the South. This is from Lynette Huffman.
Well, happy anniversary from Lynette Huffman. I am just overjoyed that you guys are still doing this. I really appreciated all the help when I was starting out with the website for LWMS, and just wish you all the best. God bless. Bye-bye.
Can't you hear the energy in her voice?
I can. Nice. Lynette is a very nice lady.
Wonderful lady. Past president of the Lutheran Women's Missionary Society, so we got to work with her some relating to their website.
Yep.
So. Definitely a blessing. We had some past winners of Wells Tech Contest call in, starting with Rachel Arnold.
Hey, Martin and Sally. This is Rachel Arnold from St. Matthew Stoddard calling, and I'm hoping that you'll choose my name so I can win the Flip video camera, because I've been drooling over them at Best Buy ever since I heard about them on the Wells Tech podcast. And just want to wish you congratulations for your 200th episode. And if I have one complaint, it's that the episodes are too short in the summertime. I can't wait for the fall to start when I get to hear the interviews again. But your podcast has been such a blessing to me and to my husband here at St. Matthew's, and we look forward to hearing each episode as it comes up every week. So thanks so much for the work you do. We really appreciate it. Bye.
Thank you, Rachel.
Yep, she can't get enough. So.
That's awesome. She and her husband were in my final web class last summer.
Another one.
So that was fun. Her husband is the pastor there.
Nice.
So.
Very nice.
And another past winner, Ryan Rosenthal, not a one-time winner, but a two-time winner of our contest, Ryan Rosenthal.
Hi, Martin and Sally. This is Ryan Rosenthal from Fond du Lac, Wisconsin. Congratulations on your 200th anniversary episode. Quite the milestone. Thinking back, trying to think of favorite episodes or memories, I guess just a general comment to my favorite is listening through and hearing various things and going, nah, not terribly interested in that. And then a week later, 5 days later, somebody asked me a question, and I go, oh, hey, you know, I was just listening the other day. Several times that's happened to me where several days after I listened to an episode, somebody just happened to bring that topic up, and I got to sound really smart. So thanks for that. Congratulations, and here's to 200 more. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Ryan. Frequent contributor and longtime listener.
Yeah, great to hear from you, Ryan. Next up, we heard from Susie Fisher.
Hi, my name is Susie Fisher, and I'm calling to leave a message about the flip camera giveaway. And I'm a member at Resurrection in Centerville, Ohio. I think that's all the information you need. Thank you.
One of the things I like, Sally, is just the geographic distribution of all of our listeners. They're not all here in Milwaukee. They're not in Minnesota. They're in Ohio. They're in California. They're in New York. They're in Alaska. It's kind of neat that this is that the technology that we have enables the kind of distribution that we have of our listeners.
Right, and it's a wonderful blessing that they're looking at using technology to enhance their ministry, to be all things to all people, mm-hmm. to reach out using these tools that we talk about.
Yep.
And speaking of the geographic distribution, we heard from an international caller. We should play Rachel Hartman next, Martin. She is the wife of missionary Mike Hartman.
Hi, Sally and Martin. We want to wish you a happy 200th. Episode for Wells Tech from León, Mexico. And on behalf of my husband Mike and me, we want to say thanks for all your work and for all the episodes that you've put together. I know Mike's been able to use and apply so much of what you've shared right here in Mexico. So thanks for making those tips universal, and we wish you many more episodes. Thanks and congratulations again. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Rachel. And Rachel is a frequent blogger, and we've had them on the show, haven't we, Sally?
Actually, a couple of times.
Yeah.
Rachel and Mike were here in Sleepy Eye, and I recorded a little interview with them when they were doing a deposition with our school children here mm-hmm. in Sleepy Eye. And then Mike came back on and talked about the Proclaimer, which is a
yep.
way that they're delivering audio to remote areas of Mexico.
Awesome. Yep.
Lots of exciting stuff going mm-hmm. on there. And a kind of an international flair to Ken McGee's message to us as well. Ken is a worker in the Senate Administration Building, and he called in and I thought had a really nice comment for us.
Hi, this is Ken McGee calling from the Wells Church Extension Fund located in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, responding to the Wells Tech podcast that came across on my email today. And I would like to make a statement. Through the accomplishments of technology, the world continues to shrink. Jesus said, go and make disciples of all nations. Now with teleconferencing, email, and podcasts, we are able to support our missionaries, train new workers, and be in fellowship with our fellow believers across the world, just as if they were right in our local seminaries and congregations. We thank God and wish well wishes for Wells Tech Podcast. Thank you.
Thank you, Ken. As he mentioned, he works for the Church Extension Fund right here in Milwaukee, and it's nice to know that we've got some local listeners even.
Absolutely, and I do agree with the use of technology for education mm-hmm. purposes, and I think our worldwide seminaries have benefited from technology for sure.
Yep.
So exciting. How about a well wish from Tom Rosenow?
This is Tom Rosenow calling from Pigeon, Michigan. First, congratulations, Wells Tech, on 200 episodes. Well done, and thank you for all the information you shared with us.
God's blessings as you hopefully continue with another 200 episodes.
Thank you, Tom. Yeah, we're halfway there. Well, story about Tom. I remember him as a little boy because they were in the adjoining parsonage or the adjacent parsonage when I was serving here in Salem in Milwaukee. They were the Rosano boys.
So how about that? And his wife actually did a year of teaching here for us in Sleepy Eye.
Right?
So we are good friends with the Rosanos as well. They were here this summer for a wedding and got to hold their brand new baby girl. So
nice.
Very special.
Okay.
All right. This next recording is from Pastor Steve Daly, who serves at Petra in Sauk Rapids, Minnesota. And Pastor Daly is a Linux guy, but he is just a super efficient user of technology and has so many wonderful ideas to share with us. So this is a great recording I think you'll all enjoy.
Yep, and he wins the prize for the longest voicemail. In fact, he had to call in twice to get it all in. But good stuff that he has to say. So we're going to play both of them.
Hi, Martin and Sally. This is Pastor Steve Daly from Sauk Rapids, Minnesota. Congratulations on reaching your 200th episode of the Wells Tech Podcast. What a blessing it's been and what a resource it has been in navigating the world of technology and bringing it with applications to ministry. As you probably remember, I'm the Linux guy, and although it's true that I still have a Linux box sitting around, a file server actually, I have to admit that I've been using Windows on my desktop more lately to take advantage of Bible software that just is not available and does not run under Linux very well. And I've been running Lugus 4 most recently. And then I also have been, as of this Labor Day weekend, taking advantage of the Globe Bible because it was on a special sale over Labor Day weekend. My first impressions of the Globe Bible, it's kind of neat, but I also have to say it's a bit buggy, having issues when it starts up and it will crash randomly at times, hoping that they get that straightened out. Already they're on version 3, but seem to still have quite a few bugs to work out. Since I've been making use of the Windows desktop more lately, I've been looking to find ways to use open source software, which of course is what Linux runs, on the Windows desktop. And I have certain programs I use every single day. LibreOffice is, of course, on all of our church computers and school computers here at our church and school. But two particular open source programs I wanted to mention because they're just really valuable and little programs that are just wonderful to keep track of your digital life. And one is KeePass, which is a password manager and also a password creator if you need that functionality as well, and I absolutely love that program. And ZimWiki, which is a desktop wiki type tool that is cross-platform. You can run it on Mac, Windows, and Linux, and with the addition of Dropbox you can keep it synced up with all of your different computers as well. Really a nice little program to help keep track of just a whole variety of information, anything from notes for sermons to address books and phone number lists and everything else that you can imagine. Also, I would like to give a special thank you to the Wells Tech Podcast because probably in a large part thanks to your recommendations, I'm using more online apps than I ever thought I would on a daily basis. Besides the typical Gmail that most people are using nowadays, I'm also using Google Docs quite a bit.
And here's part two.
Hi, Martin and Sally. This is Pastor Steve Daly calling back the line again. Got cut off right at the very end. Just had a few things more I wanted to say. Maybe you can splice this with my previous message. I just wanted to talk to you about a big thank you to the Wells Tech for introducing me to a number of online applications I probably wouldn't have used without your recommendation. I'm finding myself using Google Docs every day. My administrative assistant and I actually have two documents that are shared, and that's what we use to do our GTD work, you might say. That's where we keep our to-do lists, and both of us can edit them and add little to-dos to them saves on sending a lot of emails back and forth. Kind of a neat system we worked out there. Also, I find myself using Digo every day, all the time. That's where I keep all of my bookmarks. I don't even find myself using the bookmark functionality in the different browsers. That way I can go to any browser in any computer, and there I have my bookmarks. It's a really wonderful tool. And then as of last week, our church and school is using MailChimp, and we're very pleased, and so is the congregation, very pleased with the first attempts at that, and very thankful to have that tool at our disposal as well. So thanks for all the little tools in our tool belt, and once again, Lord's blessings on 200 more episodes. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Steve. Lots of good tips there. It's an interesting concept of using Google Docs as kind of a shared task manager. I had not heard of anybody using it that way, but it makes a lot of sense.
I'm excited to check out the wiki tool that he mentioned. I'll have to look up a link for that because that's one I hadn't heard of. So it'll be good to learn more about that tool.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We should move on then with a well wish from Jason Potowski.
This is Jason calling from Michigan. Congratulations on reaching 200th episode, and I appreciate all the little extra pieces of software that you guys suggest. When you do them, I have found a lot of it very helpful. Thanks and congratulations.
Thank you, Jason.
Jason was one of those that I met at a Synod convention. There were a number of listeners who I saw there this past summer.
All right. And now we have a collection of calls from people who have been interviewed on the Wells Tech podcast, starting with Pastor Dan Walters.
Pastor Dan Walters, I know you are here somewhere.
Is he hiding from
there you? There he is.
Hi, this is Pastor Dan Walters from Springville, New York, and I'm just calling to congratulate you guys on finishing 200 episodes. Keep up the good work. God's blessings. Thanks. Bye.
Thank you, Dan.
And Pastor Aaron Fry.
Hey, Martin and Sally. It's Aaron Fry, the Wells Luggus guy calling from Saginaw, Michigan. Wow, 200 episodes already, huh? Well, I had to call in not only because I've been listening from the beginning, but also because if I get my voice on now, I'll be averaging once every 50 episodes, and that just sounds cool. God's richest blessings on your next 100, guys.
Well, we'll have to be sure to hook him up to episode 250 then.
There you go. He's been on several times to talk to us about Logos because he does know a lot about the software and actually does presentations at the seminary to bring our SIM students up to speed on all the functionalities of Logos.
Nice.
And then we heard from listener John Shoesmith, who's our closed captioning expert.
From way out west.
Hey, this is John Shoesmith in Washington State, and I just saw a message on Facebook about your 200th anniversary show, and that's, wow, that's pretty amazing. Anyway, I just want to wish you guys good luck, and I hope I win the flip phone. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
I bet there's a lot of people that hope they win the flip camera. That's a cool little prize to have.
It is.
All right. We heard from listener David Schumann. David has been consistently sending us great ideas. He's a commenter. He has a lot of neat things going on in his congregation, which is Peace in Janesville, Wisconsin.
Yes, this is Dave Schumann from Peace Lutheran Church, and I wanted to just thank you for all your episodes. My favorite thing that I've done with Wells Tech, I like to fold my bulletins while I'm listening to Wells Tech. My favorite episode was when you had the 50 top substitutes for Windows programs that you did a couple of years ago. And those free programs that I got from that show have blessed both the church and me. Thanks for the good work and keep it up.
Thank you, David, for calling in.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, I think we can close out our listener comments with a contrast, the old versus the new, as we're always happy to have listeners who've listened from the very beginning, and we're always happy to have new listeners discover our podcast. So maybe we should start with Alan Bunt, who's one of those old listeners that's been with us for a long time.
Long time, yep.
Hello, Wells Tech Podcast. This is Alan Bunt from Good Shepherd Lutheran Church and School in Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin. Calling to wish you a happy 200th episode. And we've been longtime listeners, and occasionally I've been missing them once in a while, but I do catch them after the fact in the iTunes. So use the Wells Tech for numerous things on the video broadcasting our live stream, and come in pretty handy. And then we also watch it for these, for the school items also. So again, happy 200th episode, and hope to hear 300. Mm. Keep the good work. Keep up the good work. My prayers are with you. Goodbye.
Thanks, Alan. And thank you for listening for these many episodes. Mm-hmm.
And then closing out the comments is a comment from Dan Golden, who's one of our newest listeners.
Hello, this is Dan Golden at 651-303-8744 and a member at Christ Lutheran in Cambridge, Minnesota. And just leaving a message for the entry on the Wells Tech Podcast giveaway. And just want to let you know that we're in the process of revitalizing our website, and just this last couple weeks found your Wells Tech Podcast site and all the resources on the line, and very interesting. Listened to a couple of the podcasts, so I only got like about 196 to get caught up. Have a good day. This is, again, it's Dan with Grace Lutheran Church in Cambridge, phone number 6-5.
All right.
So I wish you luck with catching up with all that history, Dan. Maybe you can just kind of go forward from here. We don't expect you to go backward too deep. But it is nice that the archives are there, like we said at the beginning of the show, because you can do some searching and find the things that hopefully will be a benefit to you to meet the needs that you have.
Mm-hmm. So we are probably ready, Sally, to announce the winner of the Flip Mino HD camera. Are you ready?
I think I am. And we used random.org to come up with our winner. And
let me do our the drum roll. Is... Nope, let me do the drum roll.
Wow, what a setup. Our winner is Jason Potoski from Michigan.
Very good. Congratulations, Jason. I think we probably have his information someplace. So.
Yeah, we'll be in touch.
Shipped out to you and use it to further the spread of the gospel.
There you go.
Nice. Thank you for everybody who contributed. That was really a neat experience for me, Sally.
Me too, especially those third and fourth graders. Boy, that one ranks real high in my book.
Yep. So, what was your favorite moment in the Wells in our last 200 episodes?
Well, that's hard to put my finger on. The one that pops to mind is maybe not a favorite, but it was an interesting time. At the end of 2009 and the end of every year, we always have our best and worst picks of the year.
So you're gonna pick my favorite too. You're gonna pick my favorite, aren't you?
It was when the listeners didn't care for my least favorite pick and kind of rebelled against us in a way. I had picked a website called Learning in Hand, which is an awesome website. Tops in my book for sure. But it wasn't meeting a need that I had right at the moment. So I had listed it as one of my least favorite picks of the year just because I hadn't really gotten into the website and used it very much. And the readers from that website kind of let their voice be heard. And we got a lot of really strong comments, controversial stuff on the Wells Tech Podcast. And so it turned into a really great thing because Tony Vincent, who's behind the Learning in Hand website, came on the show and did an interview with us. Very wonderful guy, and we learned a whole lot in the process. So we turned that those lemons into lemonade in that case, and it was a favorite moment.
It was. That was definitely my favorite too.
You like it when I'm in hot water, huh?
No, I like it when there's a groundswell of interest in what we're saying on the podcast. So, and I think that brought some new listeners into the podcast who never would have known we existed either. So
sure.
For that reason.
I do have to say that I enjoy all the behind the scenes work probably more than the in front of the microphone work. Mm-hmm. I've enjoyed organizing all these notes for everyone and building up that archive. That's been a real joy of mine to have that resource there. And I also enjoy very much my podcasting partner and the knowledge and leadership that he brings to the podcast. And I'll tell everybody, you know, I think a lot of times you're trying to surprise me, Martin. So I never quite know what to expect from you. So that makes it a little bit more real. But we do begin every podcast with prayer and give our work to the glory of God. And, yep. And that means a lot to me.
Yep, me too. So, and ditto. I think that I think the show goes because of the hard work and the hours that are honestly put in, whether it's kind of focused on the podcast or just our general day-to-day work, which contributes, you know, sometimes to the podcast. Sure. that makes a difference. And you know, I still look on the podcast not as a part of my job, but as just a fun thing that we do. So
hopefully it'll always be that way.
That's right. So it's 200 episodes and counting, and so far I enjoy getting together every week to do it. So we wouldn't be a podcast if we didn't have our picks of the week, Sally. So we are going to slip some quick picks in here to start off, you know, the new century of podcasts here. What is your pick this week?
Well, this pick is actually from the Wells website, and it's a spiritual gifts discovery tool. It's a questionnaire that you can use, and it covers a variety of different gifts, everything from hospitality to giving to faith to evangelism, music, wisdom, all kinds of different categories. And it is a rather lengthy quiz. There are 95 questions there, but when you go through it, then it gives you some analysis of your answers and kind of points you in a direction or maybe a few directions that you might be able to serve in your congregation or school with the gifts that you have. Mm-hmm. And so maybe this one should also go on our ministry resources page, because I think it's a really great find. And one of the joys of working for the Synod is having a behind the scenes look at a lot of the work that goes on and these kind of resources that are available. And but this is one I wasn't familiar with. I actually saw somebody post a link to this on Facebook from their congregation page on Facebook. Mm-hmm. And so I thought it was a great find and I wanted to share it with
nice.
Everyone.
Yeah, that is a great resource. And they're working hard at adding more and more, so it's kudos to the team there as they're trying to figure out what the best stuff that they can find to go on that website. So
for sure.
May want to make that a regular stop, or at least grab the RSS feed so you can see stuff, new stuff as it comes in. So my pick is probably something I should have picked a long, long time ago, because I use it almost every day. And you almost take it for granted, and that's the good old calculator that is on Windows 7. It's on Vista as well, and you know, all previous versions, but they've added a few things. And the Windows version of the calculator just is something that I whip up real quick when I need it, and it goes away when I don't. I can copy and paste information in and out of it, and it has all kinds of settings that you have to dig a little bit through the menu to grab. Of course, you've got your standard calculator, but for those that are still in high school, college, or even grade school, you have a scientific calculator. You have a programmer's calculator and a statistics calculator model. You also have a tape function. And then what I just noticed in trying to prepare a little bit for the podcast is there's also unit conversion functions right within the Windows calculators. If you go in there, you can convert all kinds of things, including angle, area, energy, length, power, pressure, temperature, time, velocity, volume, weight, mass, from and to different types of settings. So I really struggle with the metric system, and this is this is a great way to convert things for me. And I did, usually I would go to Google and do a search or whatever, but I've got it right here now, where I can determine what liter is equal to, and Celsius and Fahrenheit, and all those kinds of things are real handy right within the good old Windows calculator, and it comes free with every operating system, and very useful tool. I have a link to it right in my taskbar down at the bottom, and it just comes up, like I say, almost every day I have a use for it.
I use mine real often because of the programming calculator. You can convert decimal numbers to hexadecimal
that's
if
right.
you're looking for a color code. So mm-hmm. that's my most common use of my calculator.
Yep. Webmasters will appreciate that for sure. Mm-hmm. So, all right. Well, we are going to close the show, our 200th episode. And again, thank you to all of our callers. And we would really encourage all of our listeners to feel that they can contribute at any time, not just when there's a camera on the line. But there are many things I'm sure that you guys uncover through your day-to-day ministries, whether you're pastor, teacher, staff minister, lay worker, whatever it is, and you figured out a good way to use technology to spread the gospel and for ministry purposes. And that's what this show is about. And we would really love to hear how you're using it, because you guys are on the front lines and you're using it day in and day out. And we would love it if you would share that with us and with our other listeners. And there are just a ton of ways to do that now that we have a new website. They're real easy little buttons at the top that you can grab, and you can send us voicemails, emails, join the listserv, add a comment to the show notes page, join our Facebook page, communicate with us via Digo, or all the other places that are listed there. If you go to wellstech.wells.net, and look in the upper right, we've got some beautiful new logos up there, little icons that you can click on to communicate with us in different ways. And there's always voicemail, like many of our listeners took advantage of over the past few weeks here. So please take advantage of that. We would love to make you a part of the conversation.
Absolutely. We are going to do a show 201, believe it or not. So join us again next week. We're kicking off a brand new book discussion. I have to say those books can be a bit challenging for me, but I have learned along the way. And typically in the fall, we start a new book discussion and cover one chapter a month and spread it throughout the school year term, right. Basically. And Martin, you were the one who picked this year's...
I stumbled on a book a couple years back called The Church of Facebook. I had seen it in an audio version. Now I have the Kindle version, and we'll be going through that. You can get it on Amazon. You can get it in audio. You can get it in print now. You can get it, as I mentioned, on the Kindle. And it's really... the subtitle is How the Hyperconnected Are Redefining Community. And it's an interesting read because it equates and it really goes through the concept of social networking, not just Facebook, and determines why it's so popular and how it maybe plays a part in the work of the church and the work of and the life of its members. So I think this will be a real interesting read. It's by Jesse Rice, and again, it's The Church of Facebook. So we'll be kicking that off next week. And we'll also be having the MPH guys back for an interview. We have Kurt Adams and Mark Buskey, both of MPH, talking about a number of new digital products that are coming out of MPH, the most exciting of which, I believe, is the People's Bible now. And many issues or editions of the People's Bible or volumes of the People's Bible are now on the Kindle, which is a great platform for those, where you can get a whole library right there and just carry that with you. So we're looking forward to having the NPH guys back.
Most definitely. And to close out our 200th episode, Martin, we found a brand new Wells featured artist that we want to introduce on this show.
Yeah. Are you going to introduce the musicians for the next 100 episodes?
I don't think so, no. I think you're doing great.
That's where you're going. Joey Schumann, many of you know him. Just a very talented musician, and he has a couple CDs out. We'll be playing a few selections from his album. This one is Americana Medley from the album by the same name. Thank you, everybody, for joining us. Thank you all of our voicemail folks. We were just so pleased to have you join the show this week, and we hope you tune in next week for another edition of the Wells Tech Podcast.